48. Tomorrow looks like plenty of sunshine, a little warmer, high around 76. Clouds increase Saturday night, but the evening is dry. Chance of showers late Saturday night. Periods of rain Sunday, Sunday night, Monday. Looks like it could be a soaker. The high on Sunday around 69, and maybe a few lingering showers on Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, and a lot more. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
Alabama News Network, I'm Olivia Dees. An abortion clinic in Montgomery is under investigation for failing to report a 13-year-old patient after she got an abortion there not once, but twice. State law requires abortion facilities to report the name of the pregnant minor to the Department of Human Resources if the child is under 14. The then 13-year-old girl first visited the health services in January of 2016, then in April of 2017. Montgomery police investigating a shooting that left a woman injured. Authorities say that shooting happened Thursday in the 3600 block of Vaughn Road. They say the shooting stemmed from a fight. No arrests have been made. Alabama has executed Walter Leroy Moody, Jr., the oldest U.S. inmate to be put to death in modern times. The 83-year-old was convicted of killing a federal judge with a package bomb in 1989. Authorities say he made no final statement and did not respond when a prison official asked him if he had any last words. I'm Olivia Dees. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Prince's doctor, who prescribed him an opioid painkiller a week before his overdose death, has agreed to pay a $30,000 fine.
The Justice Department's Inspector General has sent a criminal referral regarding former acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C.
There's a new president in Cuba.
En este momento de profunda y sentida emoción.
That was Miguel Diaz-Canel as he was replacing Raúl Castro.
Protests in France as President Macron faces pushback.
Amalgamated Bank is worried about what it called Sturm Ruger's close relationship with the NRA.
The California Highway Patrol in search of thieves who stole 8,000 Disneyland tickets.
Republicans and Democrats came together in support of a change to the Senate rules, which will allow Senator Tammy Duckworth to bring her newborn child onto the Senate floor during votes.
We officially say to Miley Pearl Bowsley, welcome to the world and welcome to the United States Senate.
Just a few weeks before a lawsuit against Lance Armstrong was set to go to trial, the disgraced cyclist reaches a $5 million settlement with the federal government.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. Just walked outside. It's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Now, you don't need to call and remind us of that because Joey and I are sitting up in the attic. And Joey's going to be sitting in the attic for another 5 hours.
Yes.
You can tell you're excited about that.
Yeah, the folks who I'm doing a panel with in June just sent a group email, like, share stories. And I said, I'm so pumped, guys, to be able to meet y'all and be on this panel. But I am a bit of a radio studio hermit. So it'll be a nice change of pace, and hopefully the sun doesn't burn too much.
There you go. And also at Fresh Market, they have the Prime New York Strip.
Yeah.
10 ounce for $9.99 or a $12.99 a pound. Now, being a financial advisor, I know the $12.99 a pound is a much better deal. Both are good deals. $12.99 a pound is a much better deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're going to get 6 more ounces for $3.
And they age it for tenderness.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I'm doing that for this weekend. Joe's been extremely patient with us.
Oh, yes.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
All right. Beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day.
Yeah. Listen, I've been, keeping up with this McCabe referral, and I just don't believe it's going to go forward. And the reason is, during the discovery phase, it would be so unfavorable to the president and the administration that they would not pursue it.
So wait, let me make sure I understand. So you think that because it would be unfavorable, in your opinion, to the president, the DOJ is not going to do anything with it?
They're not going to do anything with it.
Okay.
And I based that also on the case up in New York with Cohen. As you know, he dropped his case against BuzzFeed. You don't want to open yourself up in that discovery phase. It could be very damaging. And
why would the discovery phase with McCabe be damaging to, who would it be damaging to?
To the president.
Why?
Because of his communication, his tweet, his role in the McCabe case itself.
What is his role in that?
Well, it's no secret that he wanted them out, right?
Okay, but this is an IG, an inspector general, who's appointed by Obama, who has been there a long time. He's the one that's making the recommendation. So the recommendation, was you're saying that Horowitz has gotten pressure from the president to do this?
No, I'm saying in the case, if it proceeds.
It doesn't matter. Horowitz is going to say that had nothing to do with it, period.
Well,
case closed.
Well, depending on the judge you get.
It doesn't matter. Wait. Now, Joe, this is where we have a problem. If you start creating these new things that are out there, Horowitz is basically referred this to a prosecutor. The prosecutor can decide what to do with it. If the prosecutor does something with it, he's going to say Horowitz had the evidence, and they're going to put Horowitz on the stand, and he's going to say there was no pressure that was here.
Well, as a defendant, he has the right to back his case up, his position.
Of course.
And that's where the discovery phase would be so damaging to the president.
And that's what, again, explain that to me. All the tweets are known, right?
Well, all the tweets, but we don't know about the correspondence from the president and his surrogate.
Okay. Well, no, it would have to be somebody that had some kind of control over it. And I'll tell you what, they can subpoena every email that they've got. You're not going to see any emails between Donald Trump and Horowitz.
Well,
because that's not what he does.
This is just my opinion, okay?
You're damn right it is. Just your opinion.
Listen,
and that's about the value of it, too.
I also predict that McCabe would get his full retirement at the end of this.
Okay, so your prediction is that nothing's going to happen, and the reason it's going to happen is because Trump will have some form of embarrassment, and then he's going to get his full pension. Well, you know what we get to do, Joe? We will know about this in the fullness of time.
I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah, okay, I like that, buddy. You know, the great thing is, it's kind of, you. Just because you go, I guarantee it, listen, we'll see if you're right or you're wrong, because you've been wrong before. I had to take that back. You've been wrong many a time. Joe, thanks for telephone call.
That's being human.
Oh, God.
Fair enough.
Oh, wow.
That's frail and fallen and flawed, yeah.
That is an answer if I've ever heard one. Let's see. Let's pick out some Comey memos and Rosenstein. Let's do CBS.
Former FBI Director James Comey's confidential memos about President Trump are now public. They show the full extent of the president's concern about the Russia investigation, loyalty, leaks to reporters, and an unproven dossier exploring Mr. Trump's alleged ties to Russia.
The president tweeted that the memos, quote, show clearly that there was no collusion and no obstruction of justice. He accused James Comey again of leaking classified information. Jeff Pegues is outside FBI headquarters in Washington with what we've learned from those memos.
In all, there are 7 memos, and yes, some of those memos are classified and they've been partially redacted. Comey says that he wrote those memos after conversations with President Trump between January and April of 2017.
I'm sure the special counsel is considering my recollection of those events, which are reflected in these memos.
Comey said last night that he believes the memos are pertinent to the Russia investigation. The first was sent to top FBI officials the day after his first briefing with President-elect Trump. Comey writes that he typed the notes immediately upon exiting Trump Tower, where he had briefed Mr. Trump alone, warning him that the Russians allegedly had tapes involving him and prostitutes. Comey writes that President Trump interjected about that trip to Moscow. There were no prostitutes. There were never prostitutes.
Okay. We've got a copy of the memos in front of us, and
man, it's a lot.
it was 15 pages worth, and some are full blown pages. And it's amazing when you read it and you listen to this report, particularly about the prostitute. Basically, he says there were no prostitutes, and he said, you know, do I look like a guy that'd be doing prostitutes? And it's kind of like, I can do this on my own.
I mean, it's on page 3, start of page 3. This is directly from the Comey memo, quote, at about this point, he turned to what he called the quote-unquote golden showers thing and recounted much of what he had said previously on that topic. He repeated that it was complete fabrication and fake news. I explained again why I had thought it important that he know about it. I also explained that one of the reasons we told him that was that the media, CNN in particular, was telling us they were about to run with it. And it goes on and on. But
again, it's not the media. If you're a Democrat and you're pointy-headed liberal, you see this as something bad. When you actually read the pieces, it's not a big deal. And it basically, the conversation, particularly about that, is Comey goes up there to tell him about the Steele dossier, but he didn't call it the Steele dossier. And so he goes in and tells him about that. That's the memo that he's referring to. And then Trump calls him back, and they go, he just was obsessed with that. Well, he called him back to say, you know, my staff told me I wasn't even in the hotel. I didn't even spend the night in the hotel room. I basically went there to go change clothes. That was it. And they're kind of going, well, this is damning information. No, it's not. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa John. Papa John, how are you?
I'm good, Dan, and you?
I'm really good.
Good. I am confused.
Yes?
Did Comey not admit that he had given memos to his professor buddy?
Absolutely.
Were those not documents that were not supposed to be viewed by the public?
Yes, and matter of fact, the document that he gave, well, he gave them all of them. Four of them are classified. Were classified at that time. They've all been They've all been declassified. The one that he gave to the Columbia professor, who then gave it to the New York Times, that's the memo we're talking about right now, and it was classified.
Okay, so at the time it was done.
Right, and the person who classified it was Comey himself, and what Comey said is, "I classified it because I didn't know what to do, so I did it on the." I did as classified, but the problem is, if you classify something, that's what it is.
Okay, and he's admitted it, right?
Right.
Where's the beef?
There you go.
I don't get it. I'm totally confused. Why in the world is he not being prosecuted as we speak?
Because what you're going to do is you have to go through a sequence of events. We know where Comey is. We know where to find him. What you've got to do is kind of move up the food chain and take him one step at a time here. And that's what you're...
Okay.
Comey's a pretty high up on the food chain.
Okay. But that being said, can we trust those that are in the system right now to carry this out to its full extent?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right, that's all I wanted to know. Because, I don't mind if it takes a little while. I'm not going to die tomorrow, I don't think.
But
we never know, but I'm saying I want to be able to see this go to its total fruition. And this includes Comey, this includes Hillary, if something's wrong. As the guy said, you know, let justice prevail, though the heavens fall. And if Trump is involved some way, I want him in there, too. It's just, I don't want anybody to get away with anything.
I like that.
Equal justice among all. That's it.
I like that.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Thanks again. Thank you. Okay, going to go to a break. Coming back to the call who's queued up. Gets to the second part of these Comey stories. We'll take this bad boy apart. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-75.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy one-person fold-down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal size, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better. Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On January 28th, Comey writes that he had dinner with President Trump in the green room at the White House. Comey remembered the dinner conversation being pleasant at all times and chaotic.
The purpose of the dinner was for him to extract from me a promise of loyalty. He said, I expect loyalty, I need loyalty. And I just stared at him and had this little narrative with myself inside saying, don't you move, don't you dare move, don't even blink.
Comey says during that now infamous dinner, President Trump appeared to have reservations about then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying the guy has serious judgment issues.
I was concerned that I needed a record to show the other intelligence agency chiefs who had been with me but didn't stay behind for the second private meeting, and I also was worried that I was meeting alone with the president.
Comey kept notes of his conversations with the president and even Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, who asked Comey if he had a FISA order on Mike Flynn. By then, investigators knew Flynn had lied about his contacts with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. In a later memo, after Flynn had been fired, Comey says the president asked if he could see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. Also, CBS News has confirmed that the White House has been informed that the president is not a target in the investigation into his personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein informed White House officials of that, including White House counsel Don McGahn.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two 272-9228. That's where we are. Only 35 minutes left in this program, boys and girls. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call Red Top, Dad. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
It is the best Friday yet, guys.
I know.
And, I mean, you talk about paint drying on contact. This is the weather here, man.
Really?
Gosh, this Comey stuff is so bizarre. And, you know, I hope the FBI or the government ever decides not to make me a target of an investigation, because it seems like not being a target sure puts a big target on your head, doesn't it?
It does.
God. So when they say you're not a target, I guess that's a negative. You have to take it that way. And Comey's so creepy, man, and mixed up. He was horrible as an FBI director.
Well, when you read over these memos and the press is kind of cherry-picking this, it really goes through that, particularly the memo he's talking about, the dinner. The dinner wasn't all about Flynn. The dinner was about him, and he basically tells Trump, you can fire me at any time you want to. You'd like. I would like to stay on, but you can fire me at any time you'd like.
Oh, did he say that in the memo?
Yeah, it says that in the memo.
Oh, so that was a dumb, well, proven how stupid he is again.
Let me tell you, it's the very last paragraph. It says, I responded by saying that he could fire me any time he wishes, but that I wanted to stay on to do a job. I love to think I am doing well.
Gosh. Well,
and it's a three-page memo. I mean, the way the press has locked in on parts of a three-page memo is just amazing to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's it's not surprising. Rudy Giuliani, what do you think he's going to do in this situation?
I think what he is there for is to be a closer. I think what he's going to do is go in to Mueller and say, what is it going to take for us to close this thing out? The president's got work to do, and he needs to get to it. This is messing up his ability to govern as a president.
Wow. Was Giuliani, he was never an FBI director or anything, was he?
No, he was a U.S. attorney.
U.S. attorney. Wow, I wonder what his opinions, has Giuliani given his opinions on how the U.S. attorney and all the stuff happened with Donald Trump's attorney in New York? Has he even made a statement about that?
He has not made a statement about that, but I think he knows who all the players are. That was his former office.
Yeah, well, I think that's a smart move getting Rudy in there, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, again, the media just went nuts over Rudy. You know, what's he bringing Rudy back for and all this kind of stuff. But now they go, and you're going to hear Nicole Wallace talk about it. Matter of fact, play the Nicole Wallace thing here. Sorry, hold on. Did I put it up there?
Yeah, we have a lot of clips.
We do. Nicole Wallace. Nicole. N-I-C. Nicole Wallace.
Talk about the memos. I mean, on one hand, Comey's written a book, so we know about a lot of these interactions, but there were some news nuggets there.
Yeah, listen, there's a backstory. The memos weren't released in the spirit of transparency, which most Democrats and Republicans think is a good thing. The memos were released as part of the broader war on the Justice Department being waged by Donald Trump and his allies.
Listen to this.
And unfortunately for those folks, what the memos prove is that Jim Comey's story, to which he has testified to under oath, to which he's written about in his book, holds up. And the memos actually reveal more embarrassing details for the president. I think that we'll be talking about the scandalous things today, the beautiful hookers in Russia, the pieces of the dossier that the president was seemingly obsessed with. But I think the most damaging thing for the president is that in seven interactions, he never once asked the top law enforcement person in America, how are we going to get back at the Russians?
Mm-hmm. We just heard in Peter's piece that Rudy Giuliani has joined the Trump legal team. And I think Giuliani was quoted as saying, I'll have this thing wrapped up in a week or so.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, a disagreement among siblings and we just have to get everyone to the table and sort it out. It is a criminal counterintelligence. It's a criminal probe and a counterintelligence investigation. Bob Mueller has several floors of a building in Washington, D.C., and he has investigators working all over the world to get to the bottom of the central question, whether or not Russians put their fingers on the scale in 2016. So I don't think there's anything that Rudy Giuliani can do. And the fact that Donald Trump landed on Rudy Giuliani, it was sort of like The Bachelor. I mean, he was calling lawyers and lawyers and lawyers into the room, offering them roses, offering them the job, begging them to represent him in the Mueller probe. Mm-hmm. And Rudy finally got worn down enough and said yes. But the idea that he can walk in because he's met Bob Mueller and wrap this up is a fairy tale.
I tell you what, Nicole Wallace needs to freaking go away. She is so biased. Everything in that was biased. I don't think she's read the memos because it's not about beautiful hookers in this guy. It's not that, and she just put that in there to try to damage Donald Trump. And she's been wrong on all these, and you see how biased she is. It's just incredible to me.
It's an insult to our intelligence. This goes for Chuck Todd and all the rest of these guys. I think there's a lot of Americans that are really pissed off about this stuff going on and real fed up with it on both sides. And I hope Rudy does wrap it up. Mueller's a jerk. The whole thing's been a waste of time. The Russians did not change our election. And unfortunately, all Americans now have doubts in their mind.
What time did we lose you? Go ahead.
Oh, you might.
We're talking.
Am I here?
You're there, but you're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you guys have a good weekend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ken. Hang on for me. Coming to a break. Going to a break and come back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Come here, man. America, love. Let's do it, man.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Looking for a fun way to bond with man's best friend?
Come join us for the 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Farm in Prattville to benefit the Prattville Otauga Humane Society. Saturday, April 28th from 10 to 3. You and your furry friend can enjoy games, raffles, bake sales, and more. Don't forget to enter into the pet contest. The Prattville Otauga Humane Society's 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville. Saturday, April 28th. Visit our station website for more information.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The Democratic Party is suing Russia, the Trump campaign, and others claiming they conspired to interfere in the last presidential election.
The Democratic National Committee claims the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government to hack into the party's computer networks, steal information, and pass it around in an effort to derail Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. It's been 19 years since the deadly school shooting in Columbine, Colorado. Students across the country today marking the date 13 students were killed by walking out of classes and demonstrating for gun reform. Delaney Tarr is a survivor of the deadly Valentine's Day shooting in South Florida.
Our message today, of course, it is the same as every day, that we need to put a stop to this because enough is enough.
During demonstrations in Ocala, Florida, a student was shot in the ankle while walking out of the building. The suspected shooter was taken into custody. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think the weather's going to be fine. A little cool. You'll need a jacket. Chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little warmer with a high around 76. Clouds on the increase Saturday night, but the evening should be fine. Chance of showers late Saturday night. Then periods of rain Sunday. Sunday night into Monday. Looks like a soaker with a high temperature on Sunday up to about 69. Maybe a few lingering showers on Tuesday as well. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and current conditions. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Happy 420 Day.
One toll over the line, sweet Jesus. One toll over the line.
Let's go to the phones and go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
Describe to me what the positive aspects for the DNC suing is if the Bob Mueller investigation is still ongoing. Are they trying to interpret it as not going their way, and this is a way of keeping the keep it going in the news cycle, or what?
Ding, ding, ding is exactly, you nailed it with that. Yep. There's the concept of collusion is going away. And what they're trying to do is keep that going because that's feeding into their base.
I don't get it because I can't possibly see how they can even imagine this having any merit without the conclusion of the Mueller investigation. And then once the conclusion happens, I just don't get it at all. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And if anything, maybe they can keep it open and they say, okay, we'll turn over your servers. Let's look at them.
Well, their purpose is not to do what they're saying they're doing. Their purpose is to strictly keep it in a news cycle and keep it where they can tell their base they're working on this. They have no evidence, none, zero, of anything that is reflective in the lawsuit. And so they have the ability to be sued for, countersued for a frivolous lawsuit.
That's what I don't understand. I just don't see any positive aspects to this lawsuit moving forward.
Well, let me tell you, a problem that they have is they have banked so much on the Russian collusion, the Russian story, the Russian narrative, and it's all backfired on him. Once they found out the FISA warrant was based on a Steele dossier, and they got the people who paid for the Steele dossier, a.k.a. the Clinton campaign, then you get all the integral parts of that together, they're about to have this thing blow up on them. And so they're trying to do something to make it look like, oh, you're just reacting because of your Russian connection that's here.
Yeah, I just don't see why they're even bothering with that when they know that this is absolutely going nowhere. And if anything, it's hurtful to them.
It's one of the signs you can tell politically. When people get desperate, they know bad things are about to happen.
Yeah. All right, that's my thoughts on it.
Thanks, my friend. Let's see. We did Peter Alexander. Is that right?
No.
No, we did not do Peter Alexander. Let's just stay with Peter. These guys were all over this memo question here.
Here they are, 15 pages of memos covering everything from leakers to hookers, just some of the new revelations from former FBI Director James Comey. All of these detailed documents given to Congress by the Justice Department, obtained overnight by NBC News. The memos are importantly consistent with Comey's sworn testimony, and they could be crucial to a possible obstruction of justice case. Again this morning, the president is attacking Comey as a leaker and a liar. President Trump not wasting any time responding to the news, tweeting overnight. James Comey memos just out and show clearly that there was no collusion and no obstruction. Also, he leaked classified information. Wow. Will the witch hunt continue? The president's been blasting Comey as a liar and a slime ball. But Comey's memo showed during their first meeting at Trump Tower in January 2017, then-President-elect Trump praised the former FBI director's great reputation, saying he was repeatedly put in impossible positions during the campaign, but that he conducted himself honorably. 1 week after the inauguration, Comey writes that during a private dinner, President Trump complained about his then-National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, quote, "The president pointed his fingers at his head and said, the guy has serious judgment issues." Why? Because Comey writes the president blamed Flynn for not setting up a return call to an unnamed foreign leader until 6 days after they'd sent their congratulations.
Let's go to the phones and go to Susan. Susan, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I was hoping we could talk about the Vaughn Park shooting that happened yesterday.
Absolutely.
My daughter was there with her cross-country team, and it scared the heck out of all of us.
Well, set it up for us, because I haven't heard about this.
It was 5:50 yesterday. They were practicing. It just finished. And somebody started shooting 5 or 6 times. The park was full of kids. From what I've read, I finally found a story on a small page on WSFA. They said the two women were in a fight, and one of them's brother showed up and shot one of the ladies in the leg.
Man.
But it happened right. We had 3 kids that were on the tennis court because they just finished, and it happened right outside the tennis court.
Wow.
I'm frustrated because you didn't see it on the news last night at all.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I looked through WSFA stuff. I didn't even see anything on their website at all about this.
No, they've kept it quiet, and it's really, you know, there's a lot.
Susan, did I lose you, Susan?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see anything on the 10 o'clock news or on their website last night on this.
They do have a small story. I think it's a suspect. They just caught the guy, I guess. So they finally put a story about it. But it's kind of a big deal to me, and a lot of the people that I talked to are surprised that we haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, that seems to be a pattern here. What did your daughter describe as what happened?
She didn't see much of what happened. They were on the other side of the tennis court, but they were sitting there and they heard a pop, and they were like, "Oh, is that a firecracker?" You know, the classic story.
Mm-hmm.
And the coaches realized somebody was shooting and got them. They ran out of the park through the bushes across into the neighborhood, so got them out of the way really quickly. But one of the kids that was in the tennis court saw the guy with a gun.
Man.
And I mean, literally, there were kids everywhere. It was full of kids. And I don't know. I think they said the guy was a 20-year-old. She said shots were flying. They thought that one of the shots kind of came their way. It's just a shame. You know, we go there all the time. And it should be a safe place, you would think.
Yeah, that really is a shame. I used to go there all the time with my kids, and we did a lot of activities around there, and particularly walking around the track.
Yes. So I don't know if we're going to be practicing there again, but I'm glad they caught the guy at least. But it's a shame that it's not being publicized what's going on.
Yeah, that is, and it's a shame that they don't get more interactive with this, but. I'm trying to look. Man charged in Montgomery in shooting that left woman injured.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that wasn't on there earlier today.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard about it. I just had to dig like you did to find it. So I called the police department, asked the detective, and left a message that he hasn't called back either.
Well, I appreciate the heads up on there. Be safe out there, my dear.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ed Mackey has been selected as the new superintendent of education for the great state of Alabama. I'm going to be very interested in see where, and he's the executive director at school superintendent of Alabama, so I'll be interested to see what's going to happen to Ed Richardson on this piece of the equation. We do not want to lose Ed Richardson. Ed Richardson would be a great kind of the go-to guy for issues and stay with the Montgomery public school system and stay in charge of that operation and have this current superintendent turn that over to him. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa may have some breaking news here. Hey, Lisa, welcome aboard.
Hey, sir. Now, what I'd like to say is I think they like to keep these numbers down as far as crimes. You understand what I'm saying? I was raped in Montgomery last year.
Oh,
it never got reported. They told me that what happened with me was consensual, sir. And that's all I want to say.
Wow. Powerful situation, Lisa. I'm really sorry that happened. So
yeah.
You're saying that the police said it was consensual?
Oh, I did not even want a visit from an officer in uniform. I didn't even want that. I got a phone call from, I got to talk on the phone with a police official, someone, I don't know who he was. But he said that it was consensual, and bye-bye.
Lisa, I'm so sorry that happened to you, and that happened last year?
Yes, it was last year, sir.
And it was here in Montgomery?
It was in Montgomery, sir.
Lisa, I am so sorry to hear that.
They keep the numbers down intentionally because they want to be able to report this place as safe or something. I don't know. I don't understand it, sir.
Lisa, I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm so sorry that happened to you, my dear.
That's all right, sir. Thank you so much for the service that you all do. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lisa.
Man.
Wow. You can feel it in her voice.
Yes.
We're going to go to a break. Coming back, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Up in Washington, they always know better. Politically correct nonsense, I say.
Alabama Governor, conservative Kay Ivey.
When special interests wanted to tear down our historical monuments, I said no and signed a law to protect them. We can't change or erase our history, but here in Alabama, we know something Washington doesn't. To get where we're going means understanding where we've been.
With conservative Kay Ivey, Alabama is working again. In just her first year as governor, Ivy cleaned up the corruption mess and banned lobbyists from executive appointments. Plus, Ivy delivered 4,000 new jobs at Toyota Mazda, the lowest unemployment in Alabama history. And now Ivy signed the largest middle-class tax cut in over a decade.
I'm Kay Ivey. Alabama is working again.
And this is just the beginning. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
all the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Before I go to the phones, I'll remind folks that this hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingham's Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car, yeah, it can be really, 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 really tricky, but not at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Tip Thames, David Ingram, two great guys, a whole great team there to serve you. Also, guess who was at my house when I left?
Ooh.
Mosquito Shield, LaVon, and his son were there.
Yeah.
Taking care of business. I'm going to give you a telephone number, but I want to tell you first, before I give you the number, that they have a first visit, no obligation, $29.95 for the first visit, because you're going to be sold on Mosquito Shield. I am. I love my outdoors now. Be there all this weekend, been there all this week, and you know what hasn't been there? Mosquitoes. So get ready to copy here. 334-513-2940. Mosquito Shield, first visit, $29.95. No obligation, because you're going to love it. They have that much confidence in you. Let's go to John DeVoe. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Doing good, my friend.
Well, that's good. Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
Listen, I just wanted to let everybody know that the Alabama New South Coalition and the Alabama New South Alliance are the largest predominantly American-African political organization in the state of Alabama. And they're having their convention tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Dream Center, which is located at Maggot Street Baptist Church on 642 Maggot Street in downtown Montgomery. And the registration fee is $25. And for more information, they can call the Alabama New South Coalition and the Alabama New South Alliance headquarters at 334-262-0931. But what they'll be doing is screening the candidates that's going to be on the ballot on May the 15th. And June the 5th, and then voting on which candidates their organization will endorse for those elections. And so we do want everybody to be aware of that, and all the candidates to be aware of that.
John, you're right in the sweet spot of my audience here, my friend. Thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, sir. How are y'all doing?
We're good.
Yeah, I was going to go back to the park thing. I don't know if you guys remembered, I haven't took my kids out there, and, well, never, because I remember back in the early 2000s, there was a lady that was running that out there at that park on that trail that they have around the park, and a guy came out of the bushes, and she was raped in the park, and like, in the brush back there in the back.
Oh, my goodness.
And I mean, and that's at that very park, and supposedly there was no witnesses there to prove anything happened.
Wow.
So, I mean, and you wouldn't expect it right there in that part of town, but, I mean, it seems like crime is moving to the better parts of town,
because there's easier targets.
Yeah. And that's a shame. I haven't been to Vaughan Park in a long, long time, but boy, it's a shame that it's if those type of things are happening.
Yeah, but I was just, I couldn't remember the exact year, but I know it was the early 2000s. And, I mean, Montgomery is really one. I don't bring my kids there. And I moved out of Montgomery when I was a kid, and I have no reason to bring my kids there now.
James, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yes.
Let's do the drawing.
Let's do the drawing for this week, Creek. Gift basket. And the winner is... David!
David, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. Get that gift basket like ASAP because you want to take advantage of those strawberries they have down there. Maybe heading down there right after the show myself. Let's pick up the second part of the Peter Alexander story if we could, please.
In February 2017, Comey also details how the president dismissed unverified allegations about an encounter with prostitutes in Moscow. But he says the president also recounted that Russian President Vladimir Putin once told him, "We have some of the most beautiful hookers in the world." Comey verifying that conversation with Rachel Maddow Thursday night.
And he told you that he'd had a personal conversation with President Putin about hookers?
Yes.
Did you believe him or did you think he was speaking hyperbolically?
Didn't seem to be speaking hyperbolically.
Meanwhile, as for the Russia investigation, the president's legal team is expanding. Once known as America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani is now President Trump's newest lawyer. The president complimenting him, writing, "Rudy is great. He's been my friend for a long time and wants to get this matter quickly resolved for the good of the country." During the campaign, Giuliani served as one of candidate Trump's most combative surrogates.
"I am sick and tired of the defamation of Donald Trump by the media and by the Clinton campaign. I am sick and tired of it. This is a good man."
Rudy Giuliani was down here in Palm Beach just this week. He's an experienced litigator, formerly serving as the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, which just so happens to be the same office now investigating the president's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen.
Now, folks, I got to move on out of here into this pretty day, but I want to remind you something. You need some work done on your car tomorrow or this afternoon, but tomorrow, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto will be open tomorrow. Madison Avenue location. Mike, All-American Mike, will be there. He manages the store on that Saturday. So go in and get the work done. They've got a great little lounge. You can watch some TV. You can go walk around and go get some lunch over some of the places over on Dexter Avenue. But tell them when you're there that you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. They are great folks. Go by and see them. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Great show.
Audience, I want to thank you so very much. Super calls today, by the way. Be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.